Yellow's gone, green is out. It's time for the Boyd Speedway Podcast, brought to you by Cindy's Choice.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Larry Dismukes with the Boyd Speedway Podcast. Thanks for joining us. We've got an exciting guest today, Brent Rhodes. Brent is driving the car Back the Blue. He's a police officer. He's been driving for 20 years, owns a couple of local businesses. I mean, it sounds like you do just a little bit of everything, Brent. So take a minute and tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into racing.
I got into it back in about 97. It's right around in there, racing go-karts, about 16 years old, 17. Raced on dirt all my life as far as go-karts. Raced them for many years for Ultramax Racing Chassis. So that's cool. How I got started, basically driving myself and getting going in that. And I've been around racing all my life with my uncle. He drag racing right down the road there at Brainerd. He's run there. Mm-hmm. He's run all over the Southeast. Run alcohol funny car, alcohol dragster, pro mod. Stuff, and I think he still got the track record down at Brainerd.
Wow!
As far as alcohol class, so he's still got an alcohol pro mod. He just don't race as much now. He's getting close to 70, so he don't race as much anymore. But then I got into late model racing in 2012 is when I actually started driving. My dad just owned one, and Robbie Bilber drove for him back years ago with RPI suspension. He drove with him years ago, and then I got my own in 2012, and I started racing, and then I've just been going from there.
So tell us a little bit about, you know, you're a small business owner, police officer, you've been driving a car, you've been driving in late models for about 8 years. Must be tough putting together the race car team, you know, managing all of that, the financial side of that. What's that like?
It's some challenge to it. You gotta know how to manage the businesses as far as, you know, what you have to do in order to run the businesses and the finances that goes along with that. And then moving it into helping sponsor the race car and to keep the race car up. And I'm usually a one man show. I've got another friend of mine, HD Nash. He does a lot to help me, to make sure the car's ready to go. And he helps me on that end. And if I'm not able to do anything because I've got to go do something with the business, he'll usually come take over and help and do what he can to get it going. So it's challenging on that side of it to keep my business going, but yet keep racing going too if I want to race.
That sounds great. So tell us a little bit about, you've raced at Boyd's before. I'm part of the new ownership group. What'd you think when you came back for the Cabin Fever race?
That's probably the most cars I've seen at Boyd's.
It was
parked all the way out in the spectator parking and everything. It was a big show, big crowd. And I know you had some rain and stuff before, which kind of made it a little more challenging as far as parking because of the mud and stuff. But I think overall it done good. And last year I came up there and raced when Riley did the track one time, and, it was really good. This time was even better. He done a really good job on the racetrack. It helps having somebody like that's been in racing that many years. They know what that track needs to be like week in and week out. They know what they would want to race on. So they work that much harder to give you that same surface that they would want to race on. And so that's, you know, hats off to Riley.
He did a great job.
Doing a good job.
He did. I can take credit for that. Riley was my first hire at the racetrack and probably the most important hire. He does an amazing job. And you're right. I think he brings the perspective of a driver, and he wants to make sure, hey, if I was going to go out and run the track, this is how I would want it to look and feel. So he does a magnificent job. Magnificent job.
Yeah.
So yeah, tell us.
It's hard to keep somebody like that too, because I mean, he likes to race, he likes to drive himself, but at the same time, he knows he's give a commitment to you guys to make sure that racetrack's good. So he's taking it away from his driving to be able to give everybody else this raced against him and with him all these years to give them somewhere good to race.
Yeah. We have an agreement. He can go race at other tracks whenever we're not racing at Boyd's, and so we've worked it out. He we're pretty excited for him. We're certainly excited to have him on board because he lends so much to the operation and helping us run the racetrack and run the business. He's been a tremendous help to me personally. I know that just sort of stepping in and getting it all up and going. It's been great. A lot of fun. Tell us a little bit about the theme Back to Blue. The car is called Back to Blue.
I've been in law enforcement. I went to the academy in 2001. I was a dispatcher before that for a while I was in high school, dispatched at night. I'd always been around law enforcement, but since I've been in high school and through, and then I had an opportunity to go to the academy in 2001. I've worked full-time in law enforcement off and on since 2001. I've probably got about 16 years worth of full-time experience. The rest of it's kind of part-time in the reserves. I had a little break in it there for a little bit, and I had to go back to the Refresher Academy. I went to the sheriff's office at Etowah County, the county I live in Alabama. The sheriff then, he gave me a job and gave me the opportunity and sent me back to the Refresher Academy. And I worked for him for 2 years, his last 2 years that he was in office. And then I got back out of it as far as that. And just kind of just keeping my certification current and help out where I can and where needed, if somebody needs any help. But I've been doing it, like I say, since 2001. And it's special to me because it's hard these days being in law enforcement. It's not an easy job. There's more law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty in the past 5 years than I think in the past 15 combined. It's been special to me, especially because of all the law enforcement officers that's been killed in the past couple of years, and some of them that I've known. I didn't know them real good, but I have worked in the same area that they've worked in, and I've met them and worked calls with them and stuff like that. So it's hard, and it's going to continue to get worse. And so I just tried to last year at the 4th of July race at Fort Payne Motor Speedway, we done a Back to Blue theme then. Casey Hall was driving my car for the, and I was doing it, but I had all the departments in DeKalb County on the car under the Back to Blue. I took my company's names off and I put all the departments in DeKalb County. And I had made mention on social media that if Casey won that race, we would take it was 4,000 to win. We would take that 4,000 and divide it up between all the departments in the county and give them that money.
Now that's cool. That's very cool. Very cool.
And we would have won the race. Casey had a really, really big lead, and the radiator cap come loose and blowed all the water out. So it ended our night early. But we would have won. And I've just kind of done that through the year, just to kind of bring awareness. I don't have a big hauler, don't have all the big nice stuff. I run on an open trailer. I've got a nice little open trailer, but that kind of, you'd be surprised at the amount of pictures and stuff I get when I'm sitting at red lights or stuff like that. My car's sitting there on my trailer. I mean, people will stop. They'll pull up beside it and take pictures. Everywhere we go, I mean, people's always thanking us for what, you know, for standing up for it. And we get pictures. We get everywhere we go. I mean, it's a lot of publicity, but it's not a publicity for me. It's trying to help bring the awareness and bring the people to understand that, you know, we need our law enforcement and we need to stand behind them, especially in this hard time.
Well, we certainly appreciate your service and look forward to seeing you back at Boyd's. Now, the Shamrock race is coming up, but I think you told me before we got started, you're working on the car right now. So we got to get your car fixed where you'll be there for the race on March the 13th.
Yeah, we plan to be at Fort Payne for their fall brawl in a couple of weeks. I had planned on going to Duck River this weekend to run crate, but we had a little issue with the motor this past weekend over at Moulton, our crate motor, which we was going to pull it out anyway to rebuild it, get ready to go to Bristol. So I'll put my spec motor back in, and we'll be running it at Fort Payne next week. Not this coming weekend, but next weekend for the fall brawl. Casey Hall will be driving it back at Fort Payne again. So we'll have him in the car, and then we'll, if everything goes well there, then we'll probably be at the Shamrock before we go to Bristol, and because we'll pull the spec motor back out and go to Bristol with the crate motor in.
So let's finish up talking a little bit about Bristol. You mentioned you're going to Bristol, so that's the big talk in the racing community. Big news, right? Dirt track.
Yeah, and It's big. And like I said, I told you before we got started, the last time I went was when Dale won it up there. And back then, running super, they was, 700-800 horsepower. Now you go up there and you run super, and you got some guys pushing 1,000 horsepower in these cars.
Wow. I mean,
it's going to be wild for the super race. That's why we're running crate. I'm not going to be driving it up there. Bristol, places like that, it's more of a, and it may not be this year, but most of the time you go to a big track like that, it's more of a straight driving. It's who can get through the corner straighter and stuff like that. So Chase Oliver, CLR Suspension Technology, he'll be driving my car because we'll run it kind of like an asphalt deal. You want that car sealed to the ground and try to get through it straight. So and Chase has got a ton of laps on asphalt. It's all he's ever raced. His second dirt race was this past weekend at Moulton, and he was doing good. We was up to seventh before we had motor issue. So he was doing good in that. And then his dad, Chris Oliver, with Oliver Racing Engine. That's engines I use. I've never had issues. Back when I used to run my master's built back in 2012, all the way up to now, this was the first time I'd ever had an issue with a crate motor. And it was kind of a self-inflicted deal. It wasn't really nothing to do with the motor. It was our own fault. But I've never really had any issues with his motor. So we're taking the driver that can win it and knows how to drive them long fast tracks like that.
Yep.
And taking the motor, we can win it. And I run a Black Diamond chassis, which in my opinion is the best out there. And that's what Chase sells and buys and he works on. Is Black Diamond. So we do really good with the combination we've got. My car is actually, I bought it with about 6 races on it from Billy Moyer. And it's been a really, really good car. I mean, it's fast. And I tell people all the time, they say, that's a pretty fast car. And I say, yeah, it's fast. It's a fast car and it's a lot faster with somebody besides me driving it. So that's what I tell people all the time.
Well, that's great. Look forward to seeing you at Boyd's and best of luck at Bristol. And it was great meeting you. I'm sure the fans are going to enjoy the conversation. Thanks so much for joining us. This is Larry Dismukes from the Boyd Speedway Podcast.
Thanks again, everybody, for tuning in to the Boyd Speedway Podcast brought to you by Cindy's Choice. We'll see you next time.